And you're the little...
No. I just saw Steve.
And on 9/11, my license decides to inspire. That's crazy. Yeah.
30 minutes.
30, yes.
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
And
Nasty.
This is Talk Nasty. Nasty to me.
Troy.
Nar. Yes. Nar. This is my...
It's crazy. You're Sarah Squirm and Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, Timothy didn't even do the accent. That was like part of...
No, did he not?
No, that was like part of the joke.
Oh,
was
God.
He was like, yeah. Oh, well, I'm sorry. That was the accent. He was like, yeah, and I'm just an American actor playing a Australian guy who isn't doing an Australian accent or something was one of the jokes.
I'm like, how should I... How could I be Charlie? Like, right now, like...
You could have a British accent. Oh.
I'm so happy that you're in the tub with me right now. I've missed you so much.
That's pretty good.
It's been so long since we've seen each other.
Yes.
Lord has been pissing me off lately.
Oh,
I gave her a black eye.
You did?
You didn't see the photo of Lord with a black eye?
No.
Oh, well, I did that. It was shortly after she was at the Claro concert.
I thought you guys worked it out on the remix. What happened?
We did, but now she's working with Blood Orange, and that shit's pissing me off.
Yeah, that would piss me off, too. Because I'm Troye Sivan.
Yeah.
Troye Sivan. Ready?
You just got me started, and I don't think I can stop it. But I don't want to go home alone, right? Oh, baby, baby.
Wait, we need to stop because we're going to get copyrighted for being, like, too close to the real thing.
Right.
Wait, we could do...
Ooh, I can finally do my voice that I've... Or the song that, like, means so much to me. I think about it all the time. That I might run out of time.
I thought that was going to be the Troye and Charlie collab for the new album.
What the fuck could Troye possibly contribute to that song?
He's like, I think about it all the time, that I might bottom tonight. And I need to lose my asshole. Thanks, everyone.
Making a song about, like, women genuinely feeling super
about
pressured to have children. And
the
then
water
Troye's
running
like,
clear.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that.
What about, we should do Talk. Go ahead.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I haven't listened to the Troye remix. Do you see my glasses fogging up underneath?
Yeah, are you getting nervous?
No, I'm not getting nervous. No, I'm just like, I'm just
They're
naturally.
They're probably really close to your face. They look like goggles.
Because I'm really hot. Like, I'm not joking. I'm like really hot.
No, that's what happens when you dress up as Charlie XCX.
That's true. The other day, I had to go to 30th Street Station in Philly, if you know, you know. I just love like dropping like public places and then being like, if you know where that is, you know where that is.
Like, as if it's not like a main hub for like transportation in the United States.
Yeah. Like, so guys, the other day I was at...
I was at 30th.
I was at Moynihan train station.
Moynihan.
If you know, you know. Hey guys, the other day I
was at JFK.
if you know, you know. Hey guys, the other day I... Ew!
Oh.
That's my own, like, water. That's wet from the sink. No, don't.
It's over there.
Don't. It's fine. It is what it is. Charlie would like something like this. I was at 30th Street Station the other day. I was sweating so profusely bad. It was so scary. Oh. I was sprinting to 30th Street Station because I thought that I was going to be late. My train was like delayed by 8 minutes anyway. It doesn't matter. Sweat's pouring down my face. I'm going to send you a photo so that you can insert it. It was actually genuinely... I don't get...
Can you send it as a sticker, though, of just like a floating head?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I get really,
We don't want to give away what 30th Station looks like because if people
don't know, then you don't know. I generally get really, really embarrassed.
Okay.
If... It's profusely sweating, like I feel the need to apologize, but like it hasn't been this bad in a while, and it was cold outside, and I went,
yeah, that was surprising me because you were like, it's 60 degrees out, and I was like,
it was 60
oh my
degrees
God.
Out and I
you
went
look
to,
like that
I know and I went to the bathroom and then I made the
you got
the
under
hand
the
dryer.
Hand dryer
I got under the hand dryer. I was like looking everywhere for paper towels and there were none, and I was just gonna like try and dab my face. It didn't work, so I had to like use it's did you see Sydney Sweeney in that movie Anyone But You?
No.
You didn't see it?
No.
With Glenn Powell?
My Movie. Remember that?
My Movie?
Remember the ad for it that Nathan Fielder and, I almost called her Bella Ramsey.
Emma Stone?
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Did, they, like, spoofed it?
Yes, I do remember that. That's exactly, like, what, in the beginning scene, she's, like, drying off her vagina.
Ew.
Well, she just spilled coffee on her or something.
Yeah, but that's, like, a lot of... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. So it's not her actual vagina she's drying off. Like, it's
no, like your jeans.
Oh, okay. I'm like, she's full out, like, lips flapping.
Just so you know, there's a lot of men who would really like to see full-on Sydney Sweeney vagina.
You need to put the glasses back down.
I know, it's really bright. It's really bright. It's
scary right now.
Sorry. And so that wasn't, like, very brat of me. But honestly, whenever I'm, like, really fucking disgusting and doing something really nasty out, I do feel like I'm like, this is brat.
I hate using those hand dryers. In general, like, because they make too loud of a noise, and it's like, you know.
Boy piss has a really specific smell to it.
So does dog piss.
Yeah, and cat piss, too.
Yeah. Cat piss, oh my god.
Yeah, but
Boy.
Boy pee. Boy pee has crazy specific scent. When I used to clean the bathrooms at Chipotle, oh my god, there was such a significant change. I don't know what you guys are doing. I don't know if it's, like, all the meat you're eating and stuff, and like,
yeah, that's probably what it is.
That makes your pee smell so goddamn bad. Also, it's like on the floor all the time.
Ew. Yeah.
There's just a really specific smell. That's why we smell. Like it, though. It's like kind of like it gets like gummy and jelly on the ground.
You know what? If we were like really a society that like adapted and like evolved, we would just start putting like making the urinal like the whole bathroom instead of just like a few stalls, you know what I mean? Like making one like the urinal like a shower room is, you know, where there's like one drain in the middle, like that's it, you know,
like a bathhouse. I saw this one TikTok of a dad who was like, if you think it's hard having kids, my son took a big bite out of the urinal cake. And he had
did see that too.
Yeah. Ew. And he had to like rip the urinal cake out of his mouth as if he's like a dog.
Ew, that's really disgusting.
Yeah, but if you told me that you did something like that, then I wouldn't be surprised.
You wouldn't be surprised.
You did some terrible stuff when you were younger.
So did you.
No, I didn't. I'm not that bad. Not that disgusting.
You did illegal shit when you were younger.
That's okay. It's not illegal if you're underage and you don't know. I used to ask.
Like, no, that's not true.
I used to ask my mom that all the time. Like, as what?
Nothing. I just don't like the way that this is. Okay, there we go.
I used to ask my mom all the time. I was like, well, what if I accidentally do something illegal and I don't know that it's illegal? Then I shouldn't.
Then you're going to hell.
I shouldn't get in trouble. And she's like, oh, no, you will. And I was
no,
like,
you will.
But what if I didn't know?
You're like, I hit someone with my car, but I didn't know that that was wrong.
Yeah. Genuinely, I don't feel like we should.
It wasn't even an accident. You did it on purpose. You just didn't know that was a bad wrong. Thing. Yeah.
Speaking of people.
No, don't do this terrible segue.
Why? It's good.
Don't. Oh my god.
Speaking of it's hitting gone. People with their cars and boy pee.
Jake we're and going I, on tour.
Forget sweat tour. Forget Choice sweat of On tour. And Charlie
no, come
XCX.
To a real sweat tour.
This is a real fucking sweat tour. I will sweat on you. It's gonna be March because that's when we're going on tour.
Yes.
And it's gonna be cold as hell yes. outside. And I will still be profusely sweating underneath all those lights.
Come to the sweat tour. The nasty sweat tour. Yeah, we're going on tour.
And it's gonna smell bad because it's gonna be nervous sweat. Anyway.
And you're not gonna wear deodorant.
No, I'm on aluminum now. I'm on my aluminum grind.
Oh my god, you're gonna die.
I'm on my breast cancer grind.
So yeah, so come to the tour because Nicole's going to die soon. So this is her farewell tour.
No, Jake and I are very excited because we've wanted to. I feel the need to be sentimental. Jake and I are scared. Jake and I, we have been thinking and planning
we've
about
been
this
planning group. And plotting and scheming.
We've been keeping this a secret for a while now,
and we're so good at it that it was leaked today on one of the venues.
It was leaked on one of the venues, and I was like, oh my god, we got leaked. But like, we're just so private of it, and no one gives a fuck about us that nobody has noticed so far.
No, literally.
So it's okay,
we told our team, and they were like, we're gonna get that taken down, don't you even worry. And we're like, good, yeah, because all 12 of the people who like that post, they know something that nobody else does.
No, we're going on tour, and tickets are on sale right now, which is actually crazy to say. And my mom is probably gonna be in the crowd. Do you think your mom's gonna come? Come to
yeah.
I'm nervous about that. My grandma and my mom will probably want to come. And I have fully thought about saying cummies on stage
no.
while my mom
while they're there.
Is in the audience.
No. Yeah, I'm gonna ban like my parents from coming, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am wondering if we could do like a ban list.
Yeah, like don't let these people in.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Because there is a list of people that I would
that
like
I do not want there.
Never yeah. want to step foot near me, and I don't want them there.
Yeah.
If you knew me before the age of 22, you are not allowed. If you knew me in high school, you are not allowed. If you are half of the reason that I am here on this planet and like half of my DNA, I don't
do
want
not
you
be
here.
There. Do not come. Even actually don't you should click off this
do
right
not
now.
Come.
Do not come.
No,
yeah, we have, oh sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that I'm, like, pissing and shitting myself, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, good, good, good. We have three ticket tiers. So we have our nasty VIP tickets, which you're going to get a piece of merch, two pieces of merch, a Chronically Online Girl randomized poster, and...
Yeah, because everybody always wants to know, how can I get one of the posters? You have to come on tour.
Yeah, come on tour. Come meet, and you get a meet and greet.
Yes.
Yeah, so you get to come meet us, and we get to hang out. There's a pre-show meet and greet that you guys get to come to.
And smell our sweat.
And smell our sweat in our cummies.
Ew, Jake.
This is a BYOP, bring your own poppers. Sorry, guys.
I know. BYOC.
We try to get it on the drink menu. What's BYOC?
Bring your own cummies. Yeah, it was not that funny for
you. Do not. No, I'm just imagining people showing up with, like, one of those little, like, vials.
That's disgusting. That you collect cummies in. I don't think we have enough, like, people who actually listen to us who are able to provide cummies. Like, I don't think that's possible.
I mean, maybe you might be dating somebody who can. You might have a friend who could provide cummies.
Okay. All right.
We also have our meet and greet ticket tier, which you're going to get to come to the meet and greet, which will, again, be very, very fun. And then just general admission if you guys want to just show up and have a good time.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I'm very nervous because I am excited to meet everyone. This is, like, our first thing that we've ever been doing that it's, like, a planned, scheduled meeting type of thing. Because usually it's, like, Jake and I just out in public, like, actually being ruthless to each other and probably smelling bad and, like, probably... me sweating really bad and you being really loud, and then somebody comes up to us in public
and they're like, oh my god, are you
and so
are you Nicole Raffi and you're the little
no and it's always, it hasn't been like a planned event, so the fact that this is like a planned thing, and so it's going to be a live experience of the podcast, and it's going to be crowd interactive, and
we're going to get to see your faces, guys. We've never seen you. Oh my god, I'm so excited to see you.
I'm excited
to see your little face.
I'm actually very excited. And
you're gonna get the opportunity to get merch too.
Yeah,
that's gonna be really fun. We have some really special piece, like curated special pieces, like that we're really excited to debut at our sweat tour.
No, I'm very happy to be doing it, and it's nice that it's finally announced. So if you guys do want to get tickets, they are announced. They're live now. And if you were part of Patreon, then you would have already known that it's been out, because Patreon knows everything early. So you should join Patreon so that you would know. And also, Patreon got a little discount if they wanted to buy tickets. So another reason to be joining our Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/... No.
Say it again.
Patreon.com/talknasty to me. Yeah.
Yeah, our discussing tier is getting 10% off, and our vial tier is getting 15%. So basically, your membership to our Patreon pays for part of your tickets. You're going to get both of those things basically at a discounted price, which is really awesome. So join our Patreon. Oh, we're going to 6 cities.
Yeah, isn't that crazy that 6 cities
want
us?
That is wild.
I was like, let's do a small little baby test run, and they're like, okay, so 15 places. Yeah, and I was like, no!
So we live in New York and Philly. Yeah. And they were like, all right, so Toronto.
Yeah. And I mean, we are going to Toronto.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to Toronto.
Guys, we're going overseas.
But this is, I mean, we really are.
No, we aren't.
Yes, we do. Yes, there's separation between Canada and the United States.
Not a sea. We're crossing state boundaries.
What do you mean? Niagara Falls isn't a sea?
Let's see what you did there.
This is just a small tour for now, and so if you guys do want to see us in the future in your city, then make sure to let us know where you guys want to see us.
Comment down below,
because for right now this is going to be a small little mini baby tour and
in March,
and so
we're very excited to see you and meet you.
I know, I normally don't have plans like this planned out far out in advance. Normally I live my life on like a week-to-week basis. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, I have to, like, you know when people die and their eyes are still open? Yeah, I have to, like, do that.
Do you know what they do to keep the eyes closed?
They tape them shut.
Sometimes. Or they put, like, these special, like, little lenses into your eyes that have spikes in them. And then they close it until, like, the eyelid gets stuck on the spikes.
Oh.
Yeah, well, now you know.
Anyway, yeah, like, come to the tour. Yeah. Oh, my God. I might cut this out, but should we do, like, theming for each night?
That would
like
be Chapel cute. Rondas? I would like that.
So, like, we might do, like, theming for each night, like Chapel Rondas.
I would like that. I think that would be really cute.
Yeah, we should. Pajama party.
Aww.
I'm gonna wear my lingerie.
Oh, wait. I think that actually would be actually really cute.
Yeah, we should.
We'll figure something out. We'll figure out themes.
Sweat tour.
No, totally. Because, like, this, to put on Charlie, it was very easy. She just came out in me. She just really came out in me really easily.
You know, you just, like, enveloped, like, in the character. Like, you became. Oh. You became. Are you. You have any allergies?
No.
Oh. No further questions.
Did I mention at the end of last week's podcast episode? Did I mention at the, not last week's, but, you know, our last podcast episode, did I mention that my license was expired?
Yes.
I mentioned that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I have a fun little story to tell. Like, just, like, you know, get this all out of the way. Like, get the big, like, SEPTA bus out of the room. You know, whatever that saying is.
Like, yeah, like, yeah, that's what they say. Get the SEPTA bus off the road and next to my car. Mm-hmm. So close that it totals it.
So a few weeks ago I was in New York with Jake filming the podcast episode, and in the podcast I had said that my license was in fact expired because it was inspired. My license.
It was inspired.
It was feeling very, very special. So, and inspired. My license,
we should start saying that more.
My license was inspired, and since my license was inspired, I had to go and get it renewed. I did not realize that it expires after your birthday, like the day after.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
of course,
actually,
of all places, I'm in New York City on 9/11, my license decides to inspire. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
But so I was out here driving illegally on the road, like very, very much so, recklessly, illegally, fast, and under the influence.
Okay.
All these horrible things at once. And on top of that, license inspired. So I make a plan to, I have two things on my agenda for one day, gynecologist and license inspiration to, you know, to get my license renewed.
Re-inspired.
Yeah. So everything was going to work out, right? I have plans. Monday, Tuesday, license inspiration day, and then vagina inspection day. Like, killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting my oil changed, and then also, like, getting my license re-inspired.
Okay.
So I go. Friday, I decide to go to New Jersey to do all my errands, because that's, like, what everyone in Philly does. Like, you just do that. You go to the suburbs so that you can take advantage of all the little shopping. Like,
it's the greatest city in the world. I have to leave it to do anything. Oh, Philly slander.
Philly?
Yeah.
I never sat here and said Philly is the best city in the world.
Oh, no, I'm not saying you did. It was more of like a joke. Like,
also, you don't have to. It's just that, like, there's just something so invigorating for me about suburban shopping centers. Like, I know everybody, like,
So when you said, like, that's just what you do in Philly, you meant, oh, no, that's just what Nicole Raffi do in Philly. Not like you, like as a generalization.
Yeah. Okay. No, I love going to the suburbs and going to a shopping mall. I know people hate on it all the time. There's just something so comforting about knowing that you can go to a Target and then, like, maybe 0.2 miles away or less, there will be an Ulta and also a Marshalls or a Home Goods.
I know you're going to my hometown. Do you say hi to my parents while you're there?
I do every time.
Yeah.
I do every time. No. I'm being so serious. Like, I love being able to go to a shopping center and being able to park in a congested, like, shopping parking lot, and then also, like, contributing negatively to the environment, and then also, like, getting, like, a little meal. Like, it's the same thing every single time, like, in the past.
You're like, my consumerism today is popping off.
No, truly. When I was a kid, like, that was the thing to do with my best friend. It was, like, go to Barnes & Noble's, get a little Starbucks. Those are the days of the past. We now have Kindle and we boycott. So now it's, like, new things. It's, like, getting grocery and getting cat food,
frozen sour block from Sprouts.
No, dead ass.
Yeah.
Wait, what is frozen sour block?
It's pineapple or mango covered in the stuff.
That's, oh yeah,
you know,
that's
what
so
I'm
good
about.
Yeah, what we had, the fruit riot.
Good shit.
I was gonna say we should go today with
my
car.
Shit right there. Oh.
So I come back from my fun little trip, my fun little escapade into the suburbs on this Friday, and
an escapade, that's a car you should consider getting.
I go inside a PetSmart and I get the cats. This is my last memory. You know what my last memory
ever?
Was before my last memory before my car got stolen was I just got my nails done, and I remember I parked my car, and I remember being like, lucky me. Like, last year my car got stolen. And I'm saying, like, that was the last thing I did with my car. I got my nails done, and then I parked, and I was like, lucky me, got parking right by my apartment, and then I wake up and my car is stolen. And so now my last final memory was going to PetSmart, getting 45% off little Stranger Things plushie toys for the cats with catnip inside.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, yes, I can't wait to give Will Byers finally, to the cats.
Yeah, they can fuck up.
Yeah.
Noah Schnapp.
I was like, where's Joe Keery? Where is, what's-her-face, who's married now? Millie Bobby Brown. Like, where is... Do you know who officiated Millie Bobby Brown's wedding? Papa.
Papa, really?
Yes, aww, yes. So isn't really that so close. Cute that for really John cute. Bon Jovi? Not Hopper, but Papa.
What's that song? Eddie,
I just saw Steve.
Oh,
Papa.
Are they like related?
Who, Papa and her?
Yeah.
In the show.
Wait, how are they that close? He was only in like a few episodes.
No. They were in many episodes together.
I just saw Steve.
She was with him for years prior to her escape.
How does that song actually go?
Eddie, baby, I just saw Steve.
So this was a trap, actually. This is an intervention.
Crying.
Honestly, they need to make an intervention that enables me.
I'm going back into my Stranger Things era because it's October and I don't give
That's
a fuck.
So scary.
That's me
That's
every other
so,
month
so,
being
so,
like,
so
I'm
so
rewatching
scary.
Stranger Things.
That's so scary.
No, but they had so
Is that
much
threat?
Yes. They had so much stuff at PetSmart. They had Wednesday stuff, they had Squid Game stuff, and they had Stranger Things stuff. And so I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get the cats some stuff because, like, duh. And I was like, I'm going to get them a little toy as I was getting them pet food.
As one does.
Right. And so I was so excited. So I come home, I have my headphones on, my noise canceling headphones, mm-hmm. as always. Oh,
me too.
I park right in front of my apartment. I was like, lucky me. It's my lucky day. I get parking right outside my house. I am so lucky. I am so blessed. Blessed be. This is a beautiful, blessed day. Bless me. Mm-hmm. I'm so blessed. And so then I go inside, get all my groceries in, have my noise-canceling headphones on. I'm sitting there making stupid little Instagram videos with fucking Will Byers getting attacked by the cats.
You're playing with them. You're like,
no, no. And then, like, I'm like Winona, and I'm like,
my son, he's in the wall.
No, yeah, truly. And I'm playing with the cats, and then I hear a crash. I'm like, what the fuck did they knock down? And the crash just keeps happening, and it doesn't stop. It just keeps happening.
You were like, I'm about to crash. I'm about to crash. I'm about to crash. I'm about to crash.
And
sorry, I love that song.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you did a wonderful job.
I should have been the dare. I love your song, The Happy Little Pill. I love that song. Love that
Thank
kind of
you,
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't like Fools.
Love that song.
Love that stuff.
I could put a gun to... I don't know why I feel the need to, yeah, before I tell a story. It's always pulling out the gun. Somebody posted on the Reddit the other day and was like, yes, and was like, what is the episode that Nicole mentioned wanting a shower gun?
and everyone's like, girl,
Someone
could be
knew.
Any of them.
Somebody
oh.
knew. Oh. But no, like, I always feel the need to start off like, you could put a gun to my head, but that's not necessary. I could bet you a lot of money that Charlie XCX does not know any of Troye Sivan's like old discography. You think she knows?
I don't know. I feel like they're good
You
friends.
Think she's out here listening to
I
Happy
Little
Pill?
I think she remixes them.
You think?
Yeah, I do. Because I think that's like, if I were friends with Troye Sivan and I were Charlie XCX, I'd be remixing his
if
songs too.
If I was
I'd be
friends
like,
with Troye Sivan, I would be fucking him. My nose is actually itchy. Honestly, every straight girl on TikTok, like, this last week has been like saying, you hit your head so far on the wall. Every girl on TikTok has been saying that recently and has been like, I have a big fat crush on Troye Sivan after this tour. I felt that way.
Really? He's on his girls are saying this? He's on his knees. And I'm sorry, I will never get over this because I'm like, if you're the star, it's such a serve because he's like the star of his tours or whatever, right? He's on his knees giving the head. Like, that is fucking funny to me, right? Yeah.
No. Well, we're just so used to watching other artists be the ones that are always receiving it. So it's nice to see
someone giving.
And we're like, aw. And he's nice and he giggles and he has cute outfits and like.
Is he a dog?
I think
that's his lore, is that sometimes he does. Because he does say, like, I got this hotel room to fuck you in.
I don't
boom,
know.
Boom, 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 boom.
I can't. I'm not 100% positive on his behavior in bed. But I was playing with Will Byers. And then I hear a crash, and it keeps happening. And then I was like, why did the cats knock down? And it keeps happening. And then I hear a car alarm go off. And I'm like, that better not be my car. I don't have that my car. It's
already gone. You looked out your window and it wasn't. Right?
Yeah, I was so was the truth. I look outside the window and there is a bus in my car.
It's trying to drive your car.
Yeah, so that's cool. There was a SEPTA bus that hit three cars and mine was the last one, so we got the worst of it. And it was pushed up onto the sidewalk. And if I had been in the car still, like, I would not have been okay. I don't think so.
No, you definitely wouldn't. And you said to me, you like called me, you were like, if I spent 10 more minutes in Spirit Halloween,
I was supposed to go to Spirit Halloween that day, and I didn't go to Spirit Halloween, and now we're fucking Charlie XCX and Troye Sivan. We could have been something else.
Wait. Like, what? Oh.
Because
we didn't get a costume.
I was gonna go to Spirit Halloween that day.
Yeah.
And because it's in that town, because it's at an old fucking Walgreens, I was like, that's crazy. This old Walgreens is now a Spirit Halloween. I was like, I knew that they did this to, like, old, like, Burlington's and, like, Walmart, but, like, oh.
Doing that is, like, the opposite of gentrification. Isn't that crazy?
Walgreens! Yeah. Yes, and they're, like, coming soon and going soon. Like, they are so serious about that.
But what you had said to me was you were like, oh, yeah, if I spent 10 more minutes in there, like, my car wouldn't have gotten hit. And I was, or, like, if you went and spent 10 minutes in there, your car wouldn't have gotten hit. And I was like, or you would have been in the car.
Yeah.
While you were getting hit.
I should have spent 15 minutes inside there. I should have spent my sweet time.
You should have, like, waltzed around.
What's that called? There's, like, a theory for it. Not the butterfly effect. It's called something else. It's, like...
Ripple?
No, not ripple. It's nipple? Like, it's... No, not nipple. It's, like, a different effect. If you had not done the one thing, then something else would have happened.
Yeah,
it's
ripple.
No, it's not ripple. There's, like, a specific name for it. It's, like, it's like the apple pie theory or something like that. Like, if you didn't spend time eating the apple pie, then something else could have happened to you, and it could have been really terrible. It's, like, something stupid like that. It
could be the butterfly.
Okay, but it's not butterfly. It's something really special and unique.
Do you know that movie about time?
I know what time is. I don't need to watch a movie about it.
You're, like, How It's Made, but Time Edition.
Well, which one? Which movie about time?
About Time is just about, like, this guy who can go back in time and, like,
okay, but changes what's behaviors. It, like, what is it called? Like, I don't care what it's about.
It's a cult. Wait, what was that thing? What does that mean? And they were like, whatever.
Okay.
Pish posh. I have a story to tell.
Oh, I'm not done.
Oh, my God. I'm just kidding. Keep going.
I have every right. I'm, like, holding them, like, emotionally. Me too. Like, supporting I've been them. Doing that the whole time. Yeah, I feel like I need to.
I've been doing that the whole time.
I go downstairs, I go outside, and there's a bus in my car, and I'm sad. And all these little kids are coming on the bus.
Ew, Nicole.
What?
They're what on the bus?
They're fucking kids. You're fucking weird for
no,
that.
No, you're fucking weird for
no,
that.
You're fucking weird. You said it.
Guys, Sabrina Carpenter is a pedophile.
Jake sends me all these TikToks of, like, these grown women being like, yeah, so Sabrina Carpenter gave fuzzy pink handcuffs to, like, young boys.
12-year-old boys.
And it's, like, her two best friends who are, like, adult women.
It would take, like, 3 seconds to, like, turn to the person next to her and be like, who are those
with
people?
Literally a mustache drawn on. Yeah. Like, it's like, wow, they really deceived them. Like, they are the type of women who would get deceived by, like, someone standing on someone's shoulders and to go into the movie theater to get a free ticket.
In a trench coat.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
Like, girl. I'm a little worried for you, but... and they're so like, funny. She's disgusting for that. It's like the most obvious.
Like obviously that is not 2 12-year-olds dressed as older men.
So, yeah, all these kids are coming off the bus and all these old people and all the old people are like, ow, my sciatic nerve pain. And I'm like, oh, me too. And then all these little kids are getting off.
Were the old people coming off the bus?
You're disgusting. And then I'm like holding my side mirror all sad because I didn't know what else to do. I'm like cradling it.
Aww.
And these girls are like...
Are you screaming on your on your knees?
No! No, I handle, like, bad situations really well. Like, oh. I genuinely handle... I don't know
what... It's, like, the not bad situations that you don't handle well.
No, yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
I mean, so
yeah,
serious.
That's actually crazy.
I always think about that. Like, I always talk about this in therapy, but I always think to myself, like, I cannot handle another bad thing ever happening to me ever again. Like, if something really bad happens, like, I would not handle it well. And then I think about every really bad thing that has happened in my life, and I have managed it pretty well during the time being. It's the aftermath that I don't
really
handle
well. It's because the bad stuff you, like, lock in for.
I do. You're I like, do mm. really lock in. I really... Like, mm. I think I would be, like, honestly... pretty good in like a very high stress like situation. I mean, I worked at Chipotle, great. But like if I was like a first responder, like if I was like, you know, I would
no, but I feel like you'd be good for like the first few times, but then you get used to like the fact that it's like urgent or whatever, yes. And then like the facade would fall and you'd be like, oh.
That's true. Because when I think back to like, for example, like my mom having cancer, like when you think about that moment, like how stressful and you think you would be reacting like, I really wasn't. Like I was very cool and calm and collected and everyone was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, like it's going to be so fine. Like everything's going to be totally okay. And then it was like the coming months, like later where I could shut the fuck up. It was like the following months later where I couldn't handle like homework or like feeding myself, like things like that. And so the same thing happens when like, and not to say that I would say objectively getting your car stolen, kind of a big thing, but like, I mean, it's not directly traumatic. Like it wasn't traumatic to me. Like it wasn't like my life was in danger. Like it was more of an inconvenience and I'm like, oh, rats. But you know, in the moment I'm sitting there and you know, my car stolen and I handled it really well, I like to think. And then my car gets hit by a bus and I handled it pretty well. I handled it with like humor and all these girls are coming up to me and they're like, is that your car? And I'm like, yeah, that is like, my car.
The one that's been flattened? And the one where the wheels don't work anymore?
One girl comes up to me and she goes, that's okay, girl, you're going to get money. And then we all started jumping up and down. We're like, yeah! So I, in fact, am not getting money.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
The septa bus was hit by another truck and then that truck fled, so I am a victim of a hit and run.
And this is like a valuable lesson to learn, is that like when you do cause a car accident,
leave.
Get the fuck out of there and leave,
because nothing's gonna happen to you. Septa doesn't give a fuck.
They
don't care, because they're leaving with literally no issues.
That's what I'm saying.
Me, on the other hand, my car is, in fact, totaled. So I had a lot of hope. I had a bad feeling, though. I had a pretty bad feeling because I looked at it and I was like...
You're like, well, the doors are still there and...
It looks bad. It's definitely squished. And I mean, but I was like, I feel like it might be totaled.
2/3 of it is gone.
But it
looks recoverable.
I've seen worse. And so, like, I was like, I think maybe this is salvageable. But, the tow truck guy was pissing me the fuck off. And I was going to wait to tell this story until, like, after I move out of this apartment. Because I was like, I hate this man. And I don't want him. He knows where I live. He knows my name now. He knows my phone number. But honestly, fuck that man. He's have a bat and a gun. So he should be afraid. I don't have a gun.
What did he say to you?
He was so fucking annoying. He was nice at first. He was towing my car. And he, like, comes up to me and he's, like, being all kind and everything. And then it slowly gets more and more weird. And he's like, you have a beautiful complexion. And I was like... I was like, thank you. And then he's like, yeah, you're a beautiful mix. Like, I can tell. And, like, we got onto the conversation.
So he, like, validated your, Persian identity.
Well, here's the thing. We were talking about how he's Puerto Rican, because we were sitting there waiting for the police to come for 2 hours, and then they didn't come to make a police report.
They didn't even... No. After all that work. Mm-mm. And all the head. Mm-mm. They didn't even come. Mm-mm. That sucks. One time I knew this girl in high school who gave a hand job to this other kid at a party for 2 hours,
oh,
and
my
never
God.
Came.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he got rug burn.
You know what? And I said to her, I was like...
Wait, why did
I was
he
like, you're
that?
Better than everyone. Because you have, like, you have endurance and you have persistence.
Why did she
Most
do
people
that?
Give up after 5 minutes.
Why did she do that?
I don't know. That's none of my business.
And she was, like, open about that? Like, she was like, I wasted 2 hours of my life?
No, she did not. She was not open about it whatsoever. Oh, love okay. you, girl. Hope you don't listen
so
to
you're
this.
Just airing out her dirty
Yeah, body. I'm just airing it out. No, but I did bring it up to her, like, 3 or 4 times
Two
throughout
hours?
High school. I know. And I was like, is he gay? And she was like, I don't know. Because I can try. I wasn't invited to the party, so I was like, fuck all of you.
Yeah, you're like, so now I'm gonna live vicariously through all of you.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell everybody on my podcast that you
gave a handoff
for 2 hours and it didn't even work.
He comes up to me and he's like telling me about his family and like his mom being Puerto Rican. And then I was like, oh yeah, my mom's Polish. And then he's like, mixed with what? Mixed with what? And then I was like, oh, Iranian. And then he's like, I could tell. I could tell. You want to know how I could tell? You have a beautiful complexion. You have this beautiful tan to you. I did not have the heart to tell him. This is Dolce Glow, babe. Like, this is...
I was about to say, I was like, there's no way.
This is the Miley Cyrus
self-tanner. You're actually lying about this whole story. There's no way you said that.
No, I'm telling you, this is the... Oh, and you know what? I have not self-tanned since then. I self-tanned last night because like, I was
actually,
like...
actually, I'm done.
I was like, no more. No more. This is the Miley Cyrus self-tanner that she uses.
Really?
Yes, I got it sent to me. And so, like, that's...
Looks good.
Thanks. Does it give me a beautiful complexion and a beautiful glow? Can you not tell that I'm only...
I don't think that's the reason, though. You normally have a beautiful complexion.
He told me... He told me flat out. He's like, you have a beautiful...
I got you.
Okay, thank you.
Remember this.
He just made me feel so fucking weird. He's like, you are really beautiful. You have a beautiful, beautiful face. I was like, thanks. And then he tells me about how he's like, I still wear my wedding ring because my wife cheated on me. And so like, we're not together anymore. So I leave my wedding ring on to remind me to never do it again.
Liar.
That's what he told me. Liar. That's what he fucking told me on the stoop of my house. Like, cool. Like the conversation is getting progressed. Like it started out as fun conversation because I was trying to talk with everyone because it was clear. It was an awkward situation when there's a bus in your car and then there's angry people. And I'm like, I'm going to try and be the nice person here. Like they pull the bus off of my car. And I was like, oh, it's just a small little scratch. And then like the SEPTA employee is like, you are so pleasant. And I'm like, don't say that to me. Don't ever call me pleasant ever again. But thank you.
What the fuck?
So I was trying to be like, you know, easy to work with because I was like, it's clearly no one's fault. Like, this was clearly an accident. I'm way more concerned if anyone got hurt, and no one did. So, like, what can I really complain about? And, like, I have insurance. I don't have to be anywhere anytime soon except my gynecologist and also my license to get
renewed.
Yeah. So I don't have a license while my car gets totaled. But anyway.
It's because the government sent SEPTA there to do that.
No, actually, I'm not even fucking with you. If I was not on medication, and I say this all the time,
Believe what I would just said?
Yes. And also, if I was not on medication, I would 110% like believe that I was psychic because I remember stepping out of my car, like literally my left foot hit the concrete. And I said to myself, how lucky am I today that I step out of my car in the parking spot in front of my house on the day that I do all of my errands without a license that is renewed? Like I made
and
a
nothing
risk
bad happened.
And nothing bad happened. I didn't get into a single accident. And then 10 minutes later, my car is in an accident. I literally thought about that. So I would have definitely entered my spiritual psychosis era once again had I not been on medication. But I am. So, see, meds are good.
I'm really glad you could have died.
Legitimately. Whatever.
Are you serious? Because it's obvious that the bus that hit... Or, I'm sorry, the truck that hit the SEPTA bus, like, it was... Obviously, the SEPTA bus, employee driver could not control where it was going. And if you were stepping out of your car at that point, like, girl.
No, I would have been dead.
Pancake.
But, like, that's, like, a very small chance that I would have been stepping out of my car at the exact moment.
You miss it by 10 minutes. Yeah. That's not crazy to me.
Well, I'm just...
No, I'm not trying to enable anything, and I'm not trying to say, like, you should be dead right now.
I'm telling my therapist that you're enabling me. Also, I chose a crazy time to switch my therapy to every other week, because suddenly I'm, like, mentally healthy over here. I'm like, I'm gonna do less.
Oh my god, you're, like, on my track.
No, dead ass.
You're not gonna have one. No, you're gonna be emailing, like, really rigorously to a bunch, being like, please, do you have any openings?
Where was I last on this story that, you know, it's...
You got hit on.
Oh, yeah! And then he's like, beautiful complexion. And then he tells me about, like, his ex-wife and stuff. And then he's like, he says to me, yeah, I'm being so serious. Like, if I wasn't sold, then I, like, literally would be trying to pick you up right now. And then I was like, and he's like, I'm serious. And then I, like, sat down, I'm like, sold. I'm like, what does sold mean? I'm like, I'm so confused.
Sold to a...
I didn't know what that meant. And I texted Adam that, like, the sold thing. And he's like, oh my god, what a fucking creep. I'm so sorry. And then I'm re-explaining the story to him later. He's like, no, Nicole, he didn't say sold. He said so old. If I wasn't so old, I would be trying to pick you up right now. But he said it so fast. He's like, if I wasn't sold, then I would be trying to pick you up right now.
This is why enunciation matters.
No, really, because I dead ass sat there and I was like, sold.
And now you're thinking about him too much.
I know. And I don't like to think that I'm
That's the worst.
Dumbass. But like, I literally thought he said if I wasn't sold, because I was Anyway, annoying. And then he just kept reminding me that he has my phone number and he knows where I live and that I could go on my merry way and then he'll hit me up like when my car's ready and stuff. And then he's like, oh my God, your car's not totaled. Like the airbags did not go off. Like, do not worry, baby girl. And look where we are.
That's why you can't trust men.
No, dead ass. And now my car is totaled. Now I'm out here looking like Charlie XCX. My beautiful complexion.
You hit it all time low.
Yeah.
Damn. I remember when your car was stolen last year. You could have been stolen with it if you would wait. If you were in there for overnight.
I would have had a good ass night.
If you slept in your car that night, you would have been stolen and kidnapped.
That'd have been really bad. But that's that. So, no whip for me. Everyone keeps telling me, like, you shouldn't have a car. I'm like, well,
and she's still.
How the fuck am I going to go to the suburbs to go play in the Marshalls Ulta Target universe?
Guys, and she still made a video. Like, this is, like.
You did.
Yeah, this is, like.
Yes, I did.
That's what it, you know.
Yes, I did. Well,
she has to pay for a new car some way because she's not getting any money.
They've been so mean to me.
I know.
This entire experience, like, it has just been, like, one big whole, like, why are you being mean to me?
And she's like, oh, yeah, I have to drive 2 hours away or an hour away to go look at it and, like, sign papers. And I'm like, what have you, like, why are they being dicks?
You're just being mean to me.
I don't care.
It's okay. But,
when was that?
2 weeks ago.
Wow. Literally right after we recorded.
Literally right after that's we recorded. Crazy. Yeah, because my last note was like expired license, and then the next one is car got hit.
Damn. Damn.
Yeah. I'm like sitting on the stoop, and like this man is like, you're so sexy, beautiful complexion. I'm like, okay, so my car got hit.
You're writing it down as he's.
I'm like,
I actually recorded the whole conversation.
Annoying.
And then you play it over.
Dead ass.
You should have. I had a great weekend.
Oh,
this past weekend.
Oh, did you?
I did.
A little old 50-year-old man didn't hit on you and, like, say that he...
No, but that would have made it even better. Mm. So maybe, like, count your blessings and, like, don't take things for granted. Like, people catcalling you and telling you you're a sexy little thing. Like, because some of us would kill for an experience like that.
If I drove past you and you were walking on the street, I would catcall you.
Really?
No.
Wow. Well, you know what? I realize I need to start doing rejection therapy.
No, you already do, Jake. You already do.
No.
Going out in public and saying things like penis, like super fucking loud, being like, Nina, out in public.
But I don't
like,
do that alone. I need rejection therapy of like asking for someone's number because I.
You're a guy. You can do that.
I sit. Don't say that. That's not true.
I can't do that. I can't go out and ask for people's numbers.
Well, you're dating someone.
Yeah. See, I have obstacles.
He gets in the way all the time. It's
there
really
are
annoying.
Borders in place.
No, I literally like. Okay, so first of all, thank you, Chapel. Thank you, Chapel Roan. Like, if you're listening to this, thank you.
Oh, you know she's listening.
Fuck. Thank you, Chapel Roan. Like, because I will prey on the downfall of crazy fans. Like, I'm sorry if you paid $900 to go to All Things Go this weekend. I don't give a fuck.
No,
because. And then you sold your ticket for $50. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, whoever sold me a two-day pass for $50. I got to see three of my favorite artists all in the span of, like, 24 hours.
Yeah, that was a crazy, like, 24 hours. That I was in New York, and I did not see Jake.
No, like, literally, I was, like, for, like out a total of the fucking house the
minutes.
Whole time. Because Chapel Roan canceled All Things Go. Like, thank God. Because I just want to say, like, I don't, like, I love Chapel. Fuck crazy fans. I'm sorry, like, if you are all the reason that ticket prices are fucking crazy because you won't stop fucking paying that much money.
Stop paying.
No, like, stop. Like, if tickets are too expensive, please, can we please start, like, fucking boycotting shows where the fucking nosebleeds are $120? That is way too much money. It's way too much money. Because... Then the floor seats are $400. You're telling me there's only a $300 difference between me in the last fucking row of the place with an obstructed view and being literally face-to-face with the artist? That's so fucked up.
People are saying that Billie's tour, that it, like, looks really good from the nosebleeds.
Really?
Because of the way that she designed her stage.
Good. See? Love that. Stop paying so much money for tickets and start going on strike. We need to start going on strike more. And that's how we're going to end these fucking bots who keep buying all the tickets and making them more expensive, you know? That's what's happening.
Didn't Joe Biden, like, put something into place? Didn't Joe Biden...
Sleepy Joe? Sleepy Joe Biden?
Yeah, didn't he?
Let's go, Brandon. Like Sleepy Joe? No,
he didn't like help at all with everything that's going on with like Ticketmaster. Like, didn't he like have a meeting with them or something?
I don't know, and it didn't work. Is the thing. It did not work because why are tickets so fucking expensive? I saw Muna again. This was my fourth time seeing Muna.
Yeah,
four times. Like. There's not an artist on this planet I would see four times. Except for Muna. I would fucking see Muna four times. Like, yes.
I'm like, have I seen somebody a few times?
Have you?
I've seen Mac DeMarco a few times and The Strokes.
How many?
Julie Casablancas, like,
The Garden, three times.
Yeah. I'm going to Vada Vada soon. The Vada Vada Universe. You want to come? You want to come to the Vada Vada Universe?
No.
It's a Vada Vada Universe experience.
I've seen enough from the far away.
You've had so much fun at every Vada Vada Universe experience that we have gone to.
But we've only been to one.
No, The Garden and Cowgirl Clue.
Oh, that's tea. Cowgirl Clue.
Cowgirl Clue. Cowgirl Clue will be there today.
Oh, really?
At this time.
Wow. Okay, maybe. Then I do love her. Even though I only knew one of her songs and then the rest I was just like...
Icebreaker.
No, but I saw Munya. I saw Ethel Kane. I was so fucking close to Ethel Kane. She saw me. You. Actually, all of them saw me. Like,
right.
Muna saw me. McGee did not see me. There were way too many straight people in front of
me. That man's face. Do you know who was at eyes.
McGee? Do you know who was at McGee?
Kai Newman. Yeah. That man is everywhere.
That was crazy.
Everywhere, all at once.
I should have fucking tried to find him. Also, the guy, redhead from Please Don't Destroy, tall one, was there. So cool.
Also, Bowen Yang was probably also there.
I'm thinking, you know, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman
were at the McGee concert.
Yeah, but not the one
that was
at.
Not that one in Nashville.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I know. That's like
this man's going to be in movies, I guarantee it.
McGee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like his music.
We have 30 minutes. No. We have 30 minutes to enjoy his music left. Did you know you have 30 minutes?
Why?
Because it's going to get over.
I know. Actually, 30 you're right.
Minutes.
You know you have 30 minutes. 30. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I keep thinking about? Natalie Nunn. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Ugh, my God. Everyone, nobody's culture here. But yeah, best weekend of my fucking life. I went from literally 10 feet away from Ethel Kane to... McGee in an hour, and I went all the way from Forest Hill Stadium to Brooklyn Paramount. Do you know how long it takes to get there?
Mm-mm.
Like an hour and a half. I did it in like 45 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's because my walk. Mm. My walk is...
And you weren't sweating?
Speedy. Oh, I was fucking sweating. And, yeah, I was fucking sweating. Oh my God. I was wearing a sweatshirt with a rain jacket over it, these jeans, and... my hiking shoes because it was wet.
I know it smelled.
Oh, it smelled. That's why when I got back, I was like, I need to fucking take a shower.
Did you see
so gross.
That one clip of Drew Phillips saying, like, if your ass smells through your jeans, you need to go to a doctor.
No. But I feel like his ass smells through his jeans.
No,
like
I know that he smells crisp and clean.
No, there's no way.
I'm telling you, I think he has, like, he's like...
I love him.
He's, like, the type to wash his hands too much. I'm telling you, I think he's very cleanly. I feel it in my bones.
How many times do you think I shower a day?
Not as much as Drew Phillips.
Two.
You shower twice a day?
Mm-hmm. Most of the time. Okay. Sometimes I don't.
At all?
I'm trying to do it less because it's bad for your skin to shower that much.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite videos ever is when Enya's drinking something and she's like, what is this? And they're like, I think it's pussy juice or whatever. And she's like, and then Josiah goes, oh wait, no, that's diet penis. I think about that a lot. That's one of my favorites.
I went on his live the other day and he was showing the new music for Greer and he goes, I'm scared I'm gonna get in trouble, but he was like playing.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. Did you go to his colonoscopy?
No, I didn't go to his colonoscopy.
You
meetup.
I think
I want to go back again just so that they can take another picture. I didn't like it.
You and me,
hey,
we like
you guys, do we take it?
We like thrive with the praise of like random things because no. They were like, wow, your hole is so clean.
No, I 110% have a praise kink because if a doctor tells me that my asshole is clean and that I did the prep so good, I'm like, thank you.
You're like, we can fuck right here.
The dentist, don't get me started on how I feel after the dentist.
Oh God, I feel
terrible.
Oh my God, the gynecologist
loved me. She goes, keep doing what you're doing. She goes, this is amazing. Every single question, like, I answered like beautifully. It's like literally, like, I feel like I got an A++.
She's like, I can tell your pussy has never been touched with a douche because those are bad for them.
She opened me up. She cranked me wide open like I'm a car. Like, that thing that, like, cranks them up. That, like, And she
like a jack.
She took a look in there and she was like, and then she was like,
whoa, it's spotless in there.
Well, it doesn't need to be spotless.
Well, no, it has just the not right number of spots.
I have a Sylvanian family in the back.
You know what I was thinking
towards
of
my cervix.
What if you had like, you know, like the Nuvo ring right in one of your ridges of the vagina, and then like, and then like, you had so many that they had to take them out, like that lady's contacts.
So Jake had a conversation with me and another girl with a vagina, and we had to explain to him that vaginas do not have like set ridges, like solid ridges, like a spine, like where you have like C4, C5, C6. Like, he thought they were like exact perfect little things.
Think of like an air duct.
Like, he literally thought that
that's what I thought it was like.
That the Nuva ring goes into like
one of the ridges.
Like C6. Because then I was
like, oh, so like the penis, like you can still have sex with it in because like the penis will go through it like that.
Oh yeah, my penis will be able to hit C7, don't you worry, baby.
Is that real?
His penis is so small he only hits C1.
Is that real conversations?
No, Jake, have it's you not ever had, real you
should
conversation. Have real,
they should start talking about it like that. You remember that interview that Selena had and they were like, are you still like, no, Selena Gomez. And they're like, are you still a virgin or something? And she was like,
really?
Not like the last 3 inches or whatever, because it was about like Justin Bieber's penis.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
That sounds like fake.
No, this is real.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, maybe they reversed it though, and she was like, only the first 2 inches are not a virgin.
Oh, wow.
Or something.
That's wild.
Yeah. I think about that a lot.
I think about it all the time.
Justin Bieber's tiny penis.
And he was just a baby.
Baby, baby, baby. Oh, what are you dressing as for Halloween this year?
I'm not telling. Oh. I'm not telling until I post photos. We're doing something every single week, Jake and I.
Yeah.
For a podcast and for this.
Patreon.
Yeah.
Podcast and for this?
Sorry.
You okay?
No.
Yeah, we're doing something for every week. So this week I am Twink. It's not a normal costume for me. It's not like normally what I wear.
I'm redhead.
Oh God.
While you were gone and at your concert, I was patiently waiting at home to show your roommate's Dinner in America.
Oh, how was
the
it?
The movie. Your roommates, one of them is my literal, the love of my life. My partner.
Hey, that's sweet. Does he know that? You should tell him.
We were watching Dinner in America for the second time because I already watched it once. Mm-hmm. I love that movie. Yeah, Brad said that it was really weird for like the first third of the movie, and I don't like that he even admitted that, because if you're gonna watch a movie with me, then you need to enjoy every single second.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
I don't like it when people get up to go to the bathroom and I'm like, oh, I'll pause it, and they're like, no, it's okay. I'm like, fuck off. Oh yeah,
that's like a trigger for you.
Fuck off.
Yeah,
but no, I mean, they said that they were into it, that it was cute, and that they liked it. Adam really liked it. And it's a really good movie and everybody should see it. And I love that man in it. And I can't stop looking at his face. And I think that you would be really in love with him. He's the same phenotype as Billy from Stranger Things.
Oh. Eyelash?
I'm going to be honest. What does phenotype mean?
I don't know. But I feel like you might be using it, right?
I think so too.
Yeah. I stayed up really, really late the other night to watch Dracula premiere. It was literally 2 nights ago. You didn't watch it with me? How am I supposed to do that when you're so far away?
We could watch it together on FaceTime.
Oh, that would be cute.
I used to watch movies with my friends on FaceTime.
We can definitely do that. Ooh, I'm actually very down to do that. Maybe we should do like a like what we did for your Zoom birthday party that one time.
No, that was so sad and depressing.
Oh, so you don't want
to do that. No, I want to do it again. But that's just so sad that I had to be in my little house and like we had Zoom birthday party.
I'm in love with one of the contestants on.
Really? Already?
Oh, I've been. Since the cast was announced.
Yeah, people should be watching Dracula.
Yeah, you absolutely should be watching, especially because it's tis the season.
I can't believe it's been a year.
I know. Isn't that sad?
No, that's just crazy that time has passed so much since the last time.
Sad?
It's like been a year since our podcast started, too.
Today?
No. I don't know when.
I think it's the end of this month.
Isn't that crazy?
Or it might be November, like be right at the start of November.
Isn't that nuts?
I actually said this in the last episode and I was like, somebody comment down below. Nobody did, and I did not do my research. Yeah, but I'm really trying to get Grey Matter to follow me on Instagram.
Mm, okay.
Just remember that. Like,
oh yeah.
And if you get a person from Dracula to follow you this year again, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm going to get gray matter to follow
me. Don't do that. I swear to God, I'm going to be so angry. I've almost had 10,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh my God, what are we going to do?
I don't know. I was hoping everybody would throw me like a surprise party on our roof or something with 10,000 in balloons.
We have the one and the zero and like a couple more zeros. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do with like all the extra zeros that we had to have for like my party and stuff. Like we might, I don't know.
It might just be like awkward. They'll be like sitting in the corner over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I feel weird about like just only bringing out some of the zeros and like not all of them.
Yeah.
Because like I just had a lot of zeros.
Will
like
there when, even when be we a congrats had like why
1 million party. Does it say congrats on?
No, well, it's just the balloons that say congrats.
Oh, yeah, we can bring that out. Yeah.
Will there be like a cake?
Okay, like just, you know, don't push your luck.
Oh.
You know what I think I am as of recent or seen as?
Oh, a misandrist.
That's been.
Ugly.
You're calling Charlie XCX ugly?
I'm calling Claudia Saluski, Billie Eilish, and Claro ugly.
I've never been compared to Claudia Saluski.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
If you look like Billy, then I feel like you look like...
I've never been told I look like Billy.
I thought you and Claudia, that was like the beginning of your career, was like that.
Oh, everyone no, I was like, just oh, obsessed look- with her.
Oh,
come on, get it together,
wait, I'm sorry.
No, I was just in love with them.
I'm sorry, you're not ugly. Yeah. I don't think you're ugly. You're funny.
Looking.
Funny looking.
This has been a few times now that people think that I have a much closer connection to Sonfiker than I actually do.
Oh, but you do, don't you?
When we started, we were doing some calls and like interviews with like a few teams that like wanted to like work with us and stuff. Like at the start of our like, you know, journey.
Because there's like, no like we in teams.
No, truly.
Exactly.
And one of the people had said to me, "Oh yeah, Nicole, like I know, you know, if you ever wanted to do a collab, like, on Patreon, like, with another podcast, like, you could totally do that. Like, you could do one with Fear And. Like, I know that you and Hassan Piker are friends." And, like, Jake and I just, like, look at each other through, like, the...
We're on mute, and we know we're looking at each other on the screen, and we just, like...
I'm like, why the fuck do you... Like, suddenly, I am now the spokesperson and, like, friends with Hassan Piker. All I had to do was stand next to him. And then, on top of that, this man does not even follow me or know I exist or nothing. Like, and I remember the way that he smells very distinctly. But he has no, like, memory of me whatsoever. And I will never forget him. But he has no idea who I am. And the butterflies that I got in my stomach when I saw him.
We need to distance ourselves from him.
No, I got a DM saying, like, how he did all these, like, awful and terrible things. Like, this, like, laundry list. Be like, Nicole, like, I really want to support you and stuff. But, like, you know. I just want to let you know, like, Hassan Piker's not a good person. Like, gives me a list of all the horrible things that he's done. I'm going to put this out here.
Oh.
I am not Hassan Piker's Ghislaine Maxwell. And I am not going to continue to be seen as Hassan Piker's Ghislaine Maxwell. If Hassan Piker does something bad, has nothing to do with
you
me.
You have beef with him. You have active beef
with
him.
I have active beef. I think he won the competition. No, Jeff Wittick won the competition on Patreon. It was a poll of which of Nicole's enemies is your favorite.
No.
Because those are the type of polls we're doing up on the Patreon.
Yeah.
No, truly, that is so funny to me that it is now... There was another scenario where somebody else also brought up, like, Hassan Piker and, like... For me to give my personal input, I'm like, baby girl, I don't know how to tell you this. That man does not know who I am. That man does not give a fuck about me. And I give so much of a fuck about him, but I do not. I don't know that man. Like, I shook his hand and I remember the grip that he gave me so bad, but I don't remember anything about that. Like,
why don't you use your reach?
My reach?
Yeah,
to Hassan Piker.
To change him, to fix him, to make him say apologies.
I'm not his Ghislaine Maxwell. It is not my job to fix a man.
Let alone
a strong, beefy, 6'6" man.
One time in college, Nicole and I watched I don't know if it was an Instagram reel. I don't think Instagram reel existed back then. We're so old.
It was IGTV.
No, it might have been something on like the TV. No, I'm just kidding. It was like a stand-up routine by Mekki Leeper.
Oh!
And I was like, oh, he's so cute. And our friend at the time was like, oh yeah, he is so cute. And I'm like, okay, well, we need to figure out if he's straight or if he's gay. Spoiler alert. He's straight.
He has a very talented girlfriend who does stop motion.
Ew, don't say that.
She's talented. And
they should break the fuck up.
Oh.
Oh, wait, who am I trying to break up? McGee and his girlfriend. Oh yeah, I'm gonna homewreck that fucking relationship. Riley?
No.
Bitch, I'm calling for you. I'm just kidding. Wait, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. And Nicole was like, oh, like, let's just DM him. I was like, what? And she's like, oh, yeah, like, I think I have reach. I have the reach. I'm like, the reach? And she's like, yeah, yeah, like, on Instagram. I'm like, thinking that she's talking about a button on Instagram that's like reach, like reach to this person. Yeah. Should honestly implement at this point.
I use my reach for good. I don't actually reach out to people I want to talk to and who yeah. I'm fans of. I reach out to people who my friends would be like fans of and would get like really excited.
Yeah.
And like, that's who I will try and like, that's what I use my powers for. Truly.
What is the name? It's like, come on. Something.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, let's go. Come on, come on. Oh,
Eileen.
Valentina.
Ally.
No, Adam was having like a really bad day, and then like I reached out to his favorite band, and like I was like, can you say happy birthday to him? Like that would mean so much to him. And
no
then,
way.
And they did.
No way.
I used my power for good. I really
did. You actually do that?
Yes.
And yet, we've never met Muna. We've never met Ethel Kane. Do you know how easy it would be for us to meet Ethel Kane? Come on.
I've done other nice things for you.
That's true.
I've given you a rug for your bedroom.
That's tea. We also did meet Ben Platt.
Yeah.
That one time.
Listen, yeah. I do what I can.
Which we needed to sing to him. Camp isn't home, but isn't it kind of? I kind of think
we need to figure out if he knows any tea about the Jeremy Allen White and Molly Gordon situation.
Why would he?
Because he worked with Molly Gordon.
He did.
On Camp Thingy, the camp movie.
Is that who? I don't know who Molly Gordon is.
Are you fucking around? It is that woman who, it's his partner, like his best friend.
That's her name, Molly Gordon?
Yes.
Molly Gordon.
And then Jeremy Allen White kissed her after being with Rosalia the day before.
Oh, Rosalia.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you know she's going to be on the Rat Remix album.
Rosalia?
Well, it's not confirmed, but that's what we think.
No,
the girls are wet tonight.
I need Ghislaine Maxwell on the new Brat Remix.
Do you have, like, a dream podcast guest?
I thought he doesn't do face reveals anymore.
Oh. Stop. Does he not?
Oh.
Where the fuck? Whoa, ew! That was fucking disgusting!
That's not disgusting. That's art.
That was good. Oh my God, yay! Good job! That was really entertaining and fun.
Thank you.
That was really good. How do you say cigarette in Polish?
Papieros.
Papieros. Wow, it makes it sound much less, like, scary when it's in Polish.
No, it's really scary when it's in Polish, because when you're, like, an 8-year-old girl and you want your mom to stop smoking so badly, like, a papieros is, like, the scariest thing that you could
ever see. Please! Wait, proszę.
Proszę, przestań palić papierosy. That was me as a little kid. It's like ingrained in me.
Did we talk about that on the podcast?
I think so, that I have nightmares about my mom.
And I had a nightmare that my dad started smoking. Yeah.
Yeah. I have nightmares about that, like, still to this day.
And Lady Gaga's Edge of Glory was playing the whole time.
You never really grow out of that. Like, who you are as a child, like, the trauma that you've had as a kid really never grows out of you.
Yeah, guess what? The way you are right now, kids, you're fucked for the rest of your life. Because that's exactly how it's going to be. Nothing changes.
The same nightmares and the same, like, vivid memories I have from a kid still haunt me to this day. Not less, maybe more, if anything.
Did you want to talk about your recent dream? No.
Papa. Papa.
Bye. Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
See ya.
Ciao.
I don't know what they say.
See you later. Bye.
See you.
Bye. Bye.
Later.
Papa.